This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British authorities are preparing for the possibility of further far-right activists this weekend. AP correspondent Nalan Kim.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer sounded the note of caution.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe and secure and feel safe and secure.
Police across the UK are bracing for widespread disorder after far-right activists circulated a list of more than 100 sites they plan to target. A national critical incident has been declared, with 6,000 specially trained police on standby. Nearly 500 people have been arrested so far after anti-immigrant violence was fueled by misinformation about the identity of the suspect in a knife attack that killed three girls in Southport last week. Nayan Kim, London.
Video posted on social media on Friday, verified and by Reuters, showed a convoy of burnt-out Russian military trucks along a highway in the Kursk region of southern Russia, where Ukrainian forces have staged a major incursion this week. Zachary Goldman from Reuters.
Ukrainian forces burst across the border on Tuesday in a shock counteroffensive after months of gradual Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. The operation, while limited in scope, has managed to bring the war to a number of Russian towns and cities. In response to the incursion, Russia on Friday declared a state of emergency in the Kursk region. Russia's military chief of staff, Valery Gerasimov, reported to President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday that Russian troops had halted the advance and would push the Ukrainians back to the border. But official statements, accounts from military bloggers, and videos posted on social media indicated Russia was still struggling to achieve that goal nearly 48 hours later. Ukrainian officials have not commented directly on the operation, but asserted the right to defend themselves by striking Russia wherever it posed a threat.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. More at VOA News.